This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And off we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all, and happy Monday to you. Great to have you. Hope you had just a spectacular weekend this weekend. If you're a sports fan, you absolutely did. By golly, gee willikers. What a sports weekend, man. We had the NASCAR All-Star race yesterday, which was dumb and bad. Not the whole race itself. The race itself was not dumb and bad, but NASCAR decided to do something inside of the race. And listen, I'm team gimmick. I'm team do things to make exhibition things more interesting. I'm good with that, right? NBA All-Star game, they tried something new this year. It didn't really work, but it was worth a shot. Nope. NHL All-Star game, they did something new this year. It turned out to be perhaps the most engaging and entertaining thing that hockey has done since the last Stanley Cup Finals. Major League Baseball has tried gimmicks inside of its All-Star game. Some of them have worked. Some of them have not. Some sports have tried gimmicks within their regular season games. Some of it has worked. Some of it has not. I am team gimmick. And I appreciate them at least trying the gimmick in the All-Star game and not in an actual race. But like this dumb thing that NASCAR did, combined with some other dumb things that NASCAR has done, especially considering I turned on the TV yesterday afternoon about midway through the day, watching something completely different, before I heard them say, "And coming up this evening, NASCAR's All-Star race." And I was like, "Today?" I had no idea. And part of that is on me, because I do have to acknowledge I've watched a lot less NASCAR this year than I have watched maybe any other year, to be honest with you. Like, I just have not been watching NASCAR this year. I don't know. I don't know if it's not compelling. I don't know if it's slower. I don't know if there's less contact. I don't know what it is. But I've watched the big races. I watched the 500. I watched Talladega. I watched Darlington. I'll watch Bristol. Like, I watched the highlight racings. But the regular racings, there's just too much else going on, I guess. I don't know. We're going to talk about that later because I really think there's something wrong with NASCAR, and I've boiled it down to a couple of possibilities. We're going to get to that. Denver Nuggets eliminated yesterday by the Oklahoma City Thunder. I do not care what you or anybody else says. Nikola Jokic is the best player on planet Earth.
And now he can go take care of his horses.
Nikola Jokic was asked yesterday, what's next? And he's like, well, I don't know. We have like, there's a big European basketball tournament coming up. And maybe I'll go play for Team Serbia. Got to talk to the players, coaches. I got this, I got that. And quote, there's going to be a bunch of beer over the next few days. Nikola Jokic is everything that Dallas said Luka Doncic is.
I was going to say, if Luka said that, man, the media would be going crazy.
The media, the daggum NBA. I don't know why I said that.
Well, you were talking NASCAR before.
That's true, I was. So, I mean, yeah. It was. The rednecks bleeding out a little bit, old Rob Brown. There's a little redneck in this city, Slicker. Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA, and also is everything that Nico Harrison said, said that Luka Doncic is. And I want to talk about that because I was doing the show on Saturday with Cody Decker, Bet for the Cycle, every Saturday, noon to 4, BetMGM Network. We were doing the show, and we got into the discussion about the NBA MVP race. Now, Deck and I came to one agreement, which is nobody really cares. Right? Like, does it really matter all that much? Yes, to some degree, but also not really. And it has lost some of its luster for me the last couple of years because of the fact that I think in at least two of the last 3 years, it's gone to the wrong guy. Because I think the criteria for what the NBA MVP is isn't really evaluated correctly. And I think Nikola Jokic has suffered because of that the last couple of years. And I want to talk about that. But I was doing the show on Saturday. We were having the conversation about it. And I wanted to pull some metrics from last season. And so I went to some old news articles from last year's MVP race, and I went to last year's MVP awards ceremony. Of course, last year it was won by Nikola Jokic. He won back-to-back in 21-22. He lost it to Joel Embiid in 22-23, which we all think was a joke. He then won it last year, and he's not going to win it this year. And part of the reason he's not going to win it is because he got eliminated over the weekend by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is going to end up being this year's winner. And I know that because of the fact that last year, the award got handed out on May 7th. Because it gets awarded in the playoffs. It got handed out on May 7th of last year. It was not yet handed out on Saturday. And Saturday was what? The 17th. So over a week later. And I came to the realization, I know why they're not handing it out yet. I know why they haven't named it yet. Because they want to make sure that SGA eliminates a depleted Thunder before they name him the MVP. Because if the Thunder would have lost yesterday, against all odds, improbable as it was, if the Thunder would have lost yesterday, and if they would have lost and Nikola Jokic had a triple-double and carried this team, which had Michael Porter Jr. starting, who has a shoulder injury so bad that he can't put on a basketball jersey without help, and had Aaron Gordon starting, playing on a bum hammy that he strained in the game before, and if it wasn't a Game 7, would not have been playing. If Nikola Jokic can somehow miraculously carry that team to a win in Game 7, I think they would have given him the MVP. I think they'd have handed it to him. They'd have been like, hey, look, you won a straight-up one-on-one battle, and you did it with one of Michael Porter's arms tied behind his back. You did it with Aaron Gordon's hamstring tied behind his back. I think that that's fair. So I want to talk a little bit about that race. First off, I want to see how many, if any, of you care. Because we were having this discussion on the show Saturday. And Deck and I were doing a little survey of the guys that work on the show. Because there's, I think all told, I think there's 7 people that work on that show. There's me, there's Deck, there's Double D, there's Kenny the Board Op, and then there's a sound engineer, a social media engineer, or a social media manager, and so maybe 6. But there's 6 or 7 guys that work behind the scene.
Wow, that would be kind of cool, actually, having all those people.
Tell it to the guy who works on the show on Saturdays and goes, oh, what's that? You mean I don't have to do anything? You mean I just get to show up and talk about the basketball? That's all I got to do? Subscribe. Tell me about it. So we did a little survey behind the scenes, and I don't know if there was an extra guy or whatever happened, but we put it in our little private chat, right? A little show chat that you guys don't get to see. And we asked, like, who here cares about the MVP? And there were 3 of us that said we do. Like, it's not a huge deal, but, like, we do. There were 2 who said, I do, but it's more about, like, the entertainment than it is the actual award, right? And then there were 2 that were like, could not care less about the NBA MVP. I only care about the, you know, the championship, the playoff berth, whatever. I want to know how many, if any, of you guys actually care about that award. Or am I wasting my breath talking about it, right? I understand that as a fan of sports on a national level, not on a local level. On a local level, but more on a national level. I understand that there occasionally are topics that are huge national topics that are very compelling to those of us that follow sports nationally that don't necessarily resonate at a more local or regional level. Does this one? I'm genuinely curious. And the answer to me is yes, because the NBA MVP often has a large influence on the direction of basketball as a game. And to me, Nikola Jokic winning the MVP is good for basketball, not because, oh, Denver's getting celebrated or, it's a more global game, which I think is great, but it's more about the fact that Nikola Jokic is obviously nowhere near the most athletic guy in the world. Nowhere near the most athletic. Forget that. Not even close to the most athletic guy on his own bench in most games. And yet he's won 3 out of 4. It should have been 4 out of 4. And after this year, Nikola Jokic should have won the MVP 5 consecutive seasons, right? And he hasn't. And if he would have won it this year, I think a lot of people would have looked and said, maybe we should get away from athletic one-on-one crossovers and stepbacks, and maybe we should have a renaissance of traditional, fundamental, physical basketball, because there aren't that many big men who play that game anymore.
First of all, I believe the philosophy of Booker T, checks and championships. MVP has become on every sport just about a popularity contest, and it doesn't go to the actual most valuable player in whatever league we're talking about. And as far as this, as far as basketball goes, Michael Jordan should have won it every year. LeBron should have won it for at least a decade. Didn't. When a player gets so good that everyone knows that's the best player, but we can't give it to him every year. That's proof that that award doesn't really mean what it should mean.
I would agree with some of it, and I would push back on one thing. I am of the persuasion, mindset, whatever, that we very frequently confuse the terms or misuse the terms valuable and best. Sometimes the best player is not the most valuable. Sometimes
it's popular. It should be MPP. It should not be MVP.
I would say that you are right. Many sports, many years, not all sports, all years. I would say that that's true. And here's why. last year's MVP. Joel Embiid is not even the most popular guy in Philly. Joel Embiid is largely the most criticized player, not named Draymond Green, in the NBA.
Was it his turn?
See, that right there, I would agree with you on. The whole concept of your turn. I would say no. I would say no. What did the Sixers do last year that the Nuggets didn't? Nothing. They did nothing that the Nuggets didn't do, and Jokic was more valuable to the Nuggets. This is we had a cat on Saturday from 8:50 a.m. KOA in Denver. Covers the Nuggets, pre and post game show host. We had him on the show Saturday, and we asked him about it. And, you know, I legally obligated to ask about the NBA MVP award. And we're going to, I didn't mean for this to turn into the segment here, but whatever. I like the conversation. It's fun for me. We asked him about it. I said, if I asked you to give an argument for Nikola Jokic as the MVP that emphasized that he is the most valuable player, not the best player in the NBA, what would your argument be? And he said, my argument would be the guy either averages or flirts with the triple-double. That's best. But that this Nuggets team, his words, not mine, this Nuggets team is a lottery team without Nikola Jokic. Not a playoff team. Not a middle-of-the-pack team. He said this team would be a lottery team if it wasn't for Nikola Jokic. I agree with it. I agree. This was not me saying I disagree with him. It's pointing out the drastic difference between what Jokic has to work with and what he has accomplished. What he has accomplished is multiple runs through the Eastern playoff, a championship, multiple Eastern Conference finals in the NBA. And he has done it with a roster that a guy who effectively works for the team. Right? This guy is the pre and post game host for the Nuggets. And he said about this team, they're a lottery team without Nikola Jokic. That's how bad they are. He went off on the manager. He went off on the owner. He went off on the contracts. He went on he went off on everything about the squad with the exception of Jokic. And he said the argument for Nikola Jokic to win another MVP, not because he's the best player in the league, which he is, but because he is the definition of most valuable player in the league, is the fact that he believes this is a lottery team if it's not for Nikola Jokic. So we're going to talk more about that later in the show, because I think that we need to replace the emphasis on valuable and most valuable. The most valuable thing is the thing that serves you best in that moment. Right? If I need to get a nail into a wall and I have a 24-karat gold stapler and a dusty old beat-up hammer, in that moment, the hammer's more valuable, right? Not in terms of the dollar amount, just in terms of it's going to help me get the thing done that's got to get done. Ergo, it's more valuable right now. It's not that, to me, it doesn't feel like it's that tough of a conversation, but we'll see. All right. We got to run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, let's talk about, I'm going from basketball to golf. Let's go. Scottie Scheffler wins the Watermaker Trophy yesterday at the U.S. Open. What a freaking ride the last year and 2 days has been for that guy. We are seeing something special, and I need golf to take advantage of it, because right now, they're not. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Scottie Scheffler claims the U.S. Open's Wanamaker Trophy yesterday up at Quail Hollow, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Scottie Scheffler becomes the third player in tour history to record 15 PGA Tour victories before turning 29 years of age. The only others to do it were Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Pretty elite group.
Do you think he would have won it last year if he hadn't been arrested?
I think it's far more likely.
He was on a roll at that point.
He's on a roll at this point.
But I know, but
but then. He was white hot last year. You are correct. He was absolutely white hot last year. And we all remember, I remember that day. Like, what a weird day that was. We were on the air when all that happened. We were on the air. I had three buddies of mine that went to the U.S. Open last year. And one of them texted me while we were on this show. It was like, hey, what the hell's going on? Like, we're outside of the club. We're on the bus waiting to get shuffled in. We can't go in. There's cop cars driving up and down beside us. They told us it's going to be a little while. And that somebody got hit by a car. And so Zoe and I clicked over to see that Scottie Scheffler got arrested. We were like, what? Because this wasn't at like 2 in the morning, right? Where the assumption is, oh, maybe Scottie's one of those dudes who likes to, go out and John Daly it a little bit before a golf tournament. Like, he didn't seem like that cat. And then we had the whole thing about, you know, he drove past a cop who was telling him to stop and going in and blah, 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 blah. Ends up going to jail, staying in there a couple of hours. At one point, well, finally released, comes back. He gets back to the course like 17 minutes before he's set to tee off for the U.S. Open, a tournament that he was very much in contention for at the point. And, you know, he goes out there, doesn't win it, starts telling the story about how he was in a jail cell warming up, like doing his stretches and going through his routine and all that, whatever. Which, by the way, yesterday Nike did exactly what the PGA Tour, in my opinion, ought to be doing with Scottie Scheffler. Zoe, I don't know if you saw this or not.
I did. I saw it.
It's art. Nike released an advertisement. Of course, Scottie Scheffler is sponsored by Nike. Nike, after Scottie Scheffler claimed his championship in an absolutely brilliant advertisement, put up an ad on social media, and I suspect we're going to start seeing it in print over the next day or two. Put up an ad that was simply a picture of Scottie Scheffler from behind him looking out to the fairway. Was a picture of Scottie Scheffler hitting a drive, and the caption was, "Best player in the world? Guilty." Like, what an ad. That's all it said. Best player in the world? Guilty. Nike swoosh, picture of Scottie Scheffler. It was art as an advertisement. What Nike looked at there was this. They said, all right, when Tiger was on his hot streak, a hot streak that Scottie Scheffler, over the past 2 years, I would argue, is very close to replicating. So why are we not talking about it that way? And the answer is, as much as I love Scottie Scheffler, not exactly the world's most vibrant personality, right? Like, he's what you think of when you think of professional golfer. He is a return to the old school professional golfer. He's bland. He's boring. He's vanilla. There's not a lot of personality. He doesn't really show emotion on the course, right? Like, Tiger used to knock down a 6-footer and he would hit that arm pump that to this day, 10, 12 years after prime Tiger, I still do that big, over-exaggerated swinging fist pump when something good happens in my life. I've replicated that celly because it was that good, and he showed it on the course in the heat of the moment, which we all connect to. Scotty ain't that. Scotty knocks down a 9-footer, and like, he might crack a little, like maybe he'll crack a little bit of a smile. Maybe he'll give you like a little, like a muted fist pump, and that's about it. It's not a lot of personality to the guy. Nike said, all right, there's not much we can lean on in terms of personality. So let's make something out of the stuff that has happened that Scotty has done that doesn't involve that. And obviously getting arrested at last year's U.S. Open was a big deal. Again, that morning, it was all we talked about. It was all we talked about. We talked about that for the next like hour and a half after it happened. And the reason we stayed on it was because you guys stayed on it. Y'all were calling. Y'all were texting. Y'all were involved. Y'all were generating the conversation, which is going to be true about just about anything. If we talk about a thing and you guys light up the phone lines or start blowing up the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663, or you start emailing me or you start tweeting me, we're going to stick on it. The PGA Tour right now has the next Tiger Woods. Now, the difference between him and Tiger, like I said, big-time personality. But at this point in Tiger's career, when he had become just the second golfer to win 15 tournaments by the time that he turned 29 years old, Tiger was on the cover of video games. Tiger had reached a star status playing golf that NBA players reach, that NFL players reach, that very few Major League Baseball players ever reach. Tiger was that big, and I will acknowledge that a part of the reason that Tiger got there was because Tiger Woods is a demographic that is not traditionally associated with the game of golf. Tiger Woods, being an Asian African American, was a demographic that most of us never associated with golf, right? Golf was a stodgy old white guy's game. And Tiger Woods made golf very cool. It was young. It was fresh. There was personality. I've told this story before. I used to work when Tiger was coming up through the ranks and was at prime Tiger. I mean, prime Sunday Red Tiger. My very first radio station was about 5 minutes away from a golf course. And very frequently, Rob Brown could be found out at the driving range on his lunch break. Because I did work a legitimate, real 8-to-5, like, we need you in the office. We need you wearing a polo and khakis. Like, I had to, it sucked. It was a real job. I just happened to break it up with 3 hours of radio in the middle of the day. And so when I got done with my show, I'd have my lunch break, and you could regularly find me. I would go to the golf course that was 5 minutes from the studio, and I would grab something from the bar and grill, and then I'd go out on the range, and I'd hit, you know, two buckets of golf balls, because that was back when I believed I had a chance at being something. And when I started doing that, it was primarily stodgy old guys.
At what point did you realize that you didn't have something?
Earlier than I wish, later than I should have, is the answer. It was stodgy old white guys. And then I watched over the years as the demographics at the driving range started to change. I started to see younger people showing up and learning the game. I started to see minorities show up and learn the game. I started to see people that you would overhear conversations in the clubhouse from the stodgy old white guys that made you uncomfortable about those people that are coming up and starting to play golf. It was new, it was something different. Well, obviously, Scotty, 28 years old, is kind of a return to the stodgy old white guy, but he is still a dominant athlete. And to me, golf is going to miss the boat right now if they don't figure out how to split the difference. If they don't know how to figure out how to take Scottie Scheffler, who is dominating this sport in a way that no one has since Tiger, and arguably no one had before Tiger since Jack. You have got that right now. This is no longer a can Scottie be whatever, Tiger, Jack, the next. It's no longer can he be. Scottie Scheffler is definitively golf's guy right now. There are other personalities. Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy.
It's like they want it to be Rory, though.
I think they do want it to be Rory, but I also think that at the end of the day, what you want a thing to be and what you need to take advantage of a thing being aren't the same.
Rory is like the Drew McIntyre of the PGA because he was dubbed the next guy after Tiger. And then it took him forever to do what he's been able to do.
Don't disagree. And again, Masters Sunday, Rory gets the green jacket. I was at a hockey game that day. I'd watched the first nine holes Rory played with some of the boys. We had a hockey game. I was at the well, and there were 9 or 10 of us that were all sitting in the Zamboni tunnel watching the end of the Masters on my tablet. I had it propped up, and we were watching the Masters. And it got to the point where, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but there was a group of 7 or 8 of us, including a couple of people who worked for the hockey team, that were all standing around the tablet watching. And when Rory got the green jacket, finished it up, walked it off, it was, and I'm going to use this word, it doesn't mean we were all standing around crying, but like it was emotional for those of us that have watched Rory struggle for years to win this golf tournament. We felt something for the guy. And that means they did a good job building that narrative up around and for Rory McIlroy. But then that narrative went away. He won it. Rory's just a great golfer now. He still is a great golfer. There's a lot that went into his demolition job at the Open this weekend. But that narrative kind of died off. And if golf doesn't figure out from this point forward how to figure out what its narrative is and how to embrace that narrative moving forward, it is going to run a risk that after having Tiger Woods take it to new heights, and despite the fact that the next guy is right here, he's active, he's winning, he just picked up a trophy yesterday. Despite having that guy on the tour right now, golf's going to waste a huge opportunity. And they're going to go back to where they were a number of years ago, where they are fighting for relevance. And right now they can't afford to. They got the LIV Tour. It's a threat. It's taken some of the biggest names away. You have the biggest name in the golf since prime Tiger Woods right now. You better figure out something to do with the guy. You better figure out a way to start crafting narratives around him, crafting storylines around him, and promoting him as if he is the coolest thing on planet Earth. Because if you miss the boat with Scottie Scheffler, it's going to be right back to irrelevance, and Rob Brown is going to have no reason to talk about golf on the radio, even with Scottie bleeping Scheffler doing what he's doing right now. Take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, a conversation that Lonzo and I had last week about the riches in college football. The ACC paid out a record amount to schools this past year. And I'm going to tell you why they still can't compete unless things change. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Money, 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 money. It's the name of the game in college football nowadays. Tis it not? Of course it is. Story broke on ESPN over the weekend. The Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, generated $711 million for the 2023-24 academic year, according to tax documents released by the league, distributing an average of $45 million to each of its full-time member schools. That is a record for the conference. The financial reports, which cover the final year of ACC athletics prior to the additions of SMU, Stanford, and Cal, showed a small uptick in revenue year over year and roughly 56% increase from 5 years ago. And when I read that initially, the first thought I had besides, oh, I need to go dive into the details of this because I'm a gigantic nerd. Actually, no, because it's my job. Was, oh, yep, is, oh, Lonzo is going to have a field day with this because this was a big topic of conversation on the show last week when we were talking about the financials of college football. And I was talking about the fact that unless something changes, the rich are going to continue to get richer. It is going to become tougher and tougher for anybody who's not in the two conferences to compete. And that's going to create a power imbalance that at some point will be unovercomable unless there is some sort of federal government oversight, legislation, regulation, whatever. I've said before, in what is a more philosophical point, but sometimes it bleeds into sports. Unchecked, unregulated capitalism leads to monopoly. That is the end result. There is a point at some point where everybody is going to say, it is now worth me selling the competition to the big name on the market. The big name on the market is going to go, it is now worth it for us to buy all the competition out so that we're the only game in town. And that's the direction it feels like we are going in. And so I saw this where the ACC handed out after the 23-24 academic calendar more money to the schools than they've ever handed out before. And I think that's very, I thought that was very interesting. I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's something that needs to be talked about here. It feels like that's good for the ACC, right? And then I went and looked at the rest of the numbers. That is still about $154 million less than the Big Ten made and distributed to its schools. The numbers were, you heard there in the article that I read from ESPN, pre-SMU, Stanford, and Cal. I went and I looked up over the years how much money those schools will likely add to the total revenue. You're going to get a little bit of a bump for UCLA being added to the market in LA. But it's obviously no USC, and SMU and Cal add very little at all. So this number, unlike the number for the SEC when, say, Texas and Oklahoma joined, unlike the number for the Big Ten when, say, UCLA and USC joined, Oregon joined, there's not going to be much of a spike for the addition of those schools. There's not. The only school that could add a spike of any significance would be Notre Dame. And as we have talked about 1,000 times, those of you that keep screaming, texting, calling, and saying, Notre Dame needs to join a conference, they're not going to. You are wasting your breath. Notre Dame gets paid more by NBC than the schools in the ACC were given for its conference work as a whole. They're not going to do it. The Big Ten showed $880 million for the 2022-23 school year. And that was before the big expansion. And that was before the new TV deal that the Big Ten signed, which means they're going to make significantly more than that. At the end of the day, the conversation about resources in hand resources available and the capital on hand to provide more resources becomes the number one driving conversation. And I think for me it has. Because if I'm a Clemson, a Florida State, a Miami, whatever, I am looking, and this is part of the reason that those schools primarily have gone to the ACC and said, look, you have got to renegotiate the deals so that the schools that perform, the schools that get more eyes on the product, the schools that get more primetime games get paid more by the conference, or else we are going to get dragged down. And if we get dragged down, if we lag behind the Big Ten and the SEC schools too far, there will come a point where we can't keep up. We can't compete. And if we get to a point where we can't compete with the Georgias and the Bamas, with the Oregons and the Ohio States, then the national games we get now, the playoff spots we get now, all this additional television revenue that we generate just by being us, just by being the brand, just by performing, just by competing, and just by succeeding, that's going to go away and you're going to lose money. So you either got to give us a bigger share of the pie so that we can stay competitive with the front runners, with the big dogs, or we're not going to be competitive with the big dogs. And it's not just us that's cooked, buddy. It's you too. These numbers at this point, I think it is overwhelmingly obvious that if something does not stem, I don't care about NIL. And I do have a clip from Charles Barkley I'm going to play later that I thought was really interesting. He talked about donor fatigue for big schools. And I do want to have a conversation because I thought that that was a very interesting take from a very proud Auburn alum who said straight up, if you think I'm going to be digging in the couch cushions to come up with a few million dollars to give to my school every year, you're crazy. I'm going to run out of it. I'm going to have donor fatigue. I'm going to get to the point where I go, you know what? If we can't do it with this, we can't do it. And I think that's an interesting conversation. I am not talking about NIL. I am not talking about the portal. I am simply talking about the ability for these schools to go out and just crush the competition. You just cannot keep up right now. Because I'm afraid that's borderline where we're getting. When the ACC has a record year, they hand out more money than they've ever handed out to schools. Record year. And they are still dwarfed by the Big Ten. Pre-expansion, by the way. We're not talking about the Big Ten with the new schools involved, who will get more eyeballs into more markets and will be given an even bigger and better. Because there's a thing called, in television, there's a thing called carriage rates that are ordinarily, and I'm going to assume it's happened here, there's a thing called carriage rates, which basically is when you sign a new contract, when you get a new contract, usually worked into that contract is a clause that says if you are added to a certain market and if you get X amount of viewers or if your ratings go up to this amount or if you add this or that or the other, then the rate that you pay us, TV company to entity, in order to own their television rights goes up. Well, you just added, if you are the Big Ten, not just the largest television market in America, in Los Angeles, via USC, but you also added the lion's share of the actual eyeballs in LA. You actually added the lion's share of people in LA who are actually watching the product, which means that without changing a thing in the contract, assuming that there is a carriage fee clause in that contract, which again, there is. There's no way there's not. The Big Ten's number is going to go more up. You just added Oregon, the state of Oregon. Because again, I know that Oregon State is still there. I know that Oregon State did not come with Oregon to the Big Ten. It doesn't matter. The lion's share of eyeballs in the state of Oregon is on the Oregon Ducks. Carriage rates, bang, going up for the Big Ten. For the Southeastern Conference, they added Texas and Oklahoma. The majority of the eyeballs in those two states are going to those schools. Carriage rate escalator. Boom. The SEC is going to make more money this past year than they've ever had before. And I'd be willing to bet, even if we said, let's not look at just numbers of millions of dollars. Let's look at the percentage increase in the payout school to school. It is going to be dramatically higher for the Big Ten and the SEC than it is for anybody else in America. And there comes a point where if all the money is concentrated in one place, then there is no money for anybody else to compete to get into that place. It is an unfortunate reality of life. But there is only so much to go around. And if there is only so much to go around, then at some point you run out. At some point, you can't get any more. And once you get to that point, and again, I don't know where the ceiling is for these television deals. I don't. And I especially don't know where the ceiling is for these television deals when there's 1,000 streaming services out there. ESPN just launched another one last week. $30 a month, and you get streamed to whatever device you're using, every ESPN channel and product. But as Lonzo and I were talking about last week, we have YouTube TV. We already have the overwhelming majority of them. So I don't know how that works with ESPN's payout structure. I don't know how it works that, as Lonzo's pointed out, I cord cut when I got here. As soon as I got here, I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing cable here. I'm going to have the internet, I'm going to have YouTube TV, and I'm going to figure out how to stream everything else. And that's what I've done. With those changes, I don't know how dramatically everything else is going to change. I don't know how these TV contracts work. What I do know is they haven't stopped going up yet. And so when I look at this number from the ACC, paid $45 million a school, more than they've ever paid out before. And then I look and I see that the Big Ten and the SEC are paying their school tens of millions of dollars more than that. And again, the ACC had its renegotiation, its restructuring of its payout. Florida State and Clemson will be getting more. That was part of the deal that also changed the exit clause fees. Remember, it's, you know, 60 whatever million dollars it is now, and it's going to go down by $10 million a year, down to in 2031, it goes down to 30 some odd million. I don't remember the exact numbers because I'm dumb and I have a bad memory, but you know what I'm talking about. The exit fee drops dramatically down to 2031, and then because the grant of rights goes through 2036, and that's the point where we think the Big Ten and the SEC will have reached a decision of, that's a number we are willing to pay for Florida State, for Clemson, for Miami, for North Carolina, for Duke, whoever. We're willing to pay that much plus their new conference distribution to get them in the conference. They will have decided at that point. I will say this. If you want out of the conference, Clemson and Florida State, you better kick ass at football for the next few years. Because if Florida State keeps going 2-14 or 2-10 in the regular season, losing bowl games or not making bowl games, if that keeps happening and their product value drops, they're stuck. But the point here is, it's already enshrined. The point of that deal for the ACC was to buy itself time. Was to buy itself time because under the old distribution model, it wasn't viable. Under the old distribution model, which locked everybody until 2036, all they were doing was guaranteeing that in 2036, it's over. Nobody's re-signing. So they said, we got to give Florida State what they want to keep them happy, Clemson what they want to keep them happy, keep everybody happy, so that we can buy ourselves some time to figure out a viable method of survival to keep everybody involved. And when you see them pay out a record amount of money, and yet it is dwarfed by the Big Ten and the ACC, dwarfed by it, it's not even close. If you're Florida State and Clemson, you're looking at that going, it doesn't matter what you do. There is no way for you to make more money. You cannot catch up. There is only one way for it to happen, and that is if the federal government gets involved and said, here's the limits. We're putting a TV cap. If a conference makes this much, then they got to distribute it to the rest of college football via, I don't know what you do. And I don't know that anything can be done. The point here is the two conference juggernaut, to me, as Lonzo pointed out last week, has always been an inevitability to me. But these numbers just solidify that, in my opinion. Just solidify that entirely. We'll talk more about this coming up later on in the show. We got to talk some baseball. The Braves go to Fenway Park and win 2 out of 3. We're going to get into that because yesterday, this is going to be a weird sentence, I had fun watching the Braves yesterday. I'm going to have fun listening to Lonzo Sports Flash too.
Which you have to change up now because I was going to lead with the Braves.
You can
but
do it anyway.
But now I can't because you talked about it. So let's start with some NHL. The Carolina Hurricanes will face the Florida Panthers in the NHL's Eastern Conference Championship after Florida knocked off Toronto last night 6-1. All six Panthers goals came from different players. Carolina hosts Game 1 Thursday night. The Oklahoma City Thunder have advanced to the NBA's Western Conference Finals with a 125-93 win over Denver yesterday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led with 35 points and Jalen Williams added 24 more. Clemson Tigers baseball team earned the fifth seed in the ACC tournament and will play their first game on Wednesday against the winner of the 12-13 matchup of Virginia Tech and Stanford. Clemson swept Pittsburgh on the road over the weekend, scoring double digits in two of three of their games. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.